This is ADHD Self-Mastery. Customized solutions for your unique brain with Bonnie Minku, Senior Certified ADHD Coach. If you have traits of ADD or ADHD, you may struggle with getting started on a task or planning a project. Maybe you're easily overwhelmed or perpetually late, miss deadlines, or can't get organized. Bonnie brings you concise, tangible strategies and solutions to help you break through these challenges and accomplish your goals. ADHD Self-Mastery starts now.
Hello and welcome. I'm Bonnie Minku, Senior Certified ADHD Coach and founder of Thrive with ADD. You're listening to ADHD Self-Mastery. My goal is to help adults with traits of ADD or ADHD gain confident mastery over their own lives without the concern of being undermined by frustrating patterns or tendencies. In this episode, I'll continue the topic of overwhelm, which has become increasingly the most problematic roadblock to productivity for most people with ADHD. Overwhelm is the feeling of too much. People feel legitimately overwhelmed when they have too many responsibilities or obligations to handle. And this may be due to situations beyond their control. But people with ADHD often create situations of overwhelm by taking on more than they can realistically handle. One possible reason for this is when you have a strong desire to please others. When you commit to more than you can possibly accomplish, instead of pleasing, you end up disappointing. And then you can get caught up in a cycle of needing others' approval, leading to disappointment and shame, and then an increased desire for others' approval. If this feels like you, practice saying no to something at least once a day and commit to automatically responding to any request for your time. Let me check my schedule and get back to you. Pleaser or not, people with ADHD are highly likely to assign far too many tasks or projects to themselves within a given block of time. When you assign yourself too many to-dos that you expect to get done in a day, and then inevitably are unable to do them all, you're setting yourself up for feeling overwhelmed. And you may end up feeling bad about yourself and even ashamed. Now, the funny thing is, instead of observing this pattern and modifying it by cutting back on the day's to-dos expectations, most ADHD people I've observed tend to double down on the expectations, telling themselves they need to force themselves to somehow get all of this done, even though that never happens. If you do this, it's important to realize that overwhelm isn't the real problem here. It's a symptom. And to break out of always feeling overwhelmed, you need to address the real problem that causes you to overload yourself with to-do expectations. Now, take a moment to consider these two possibilities. Possibility number one, it's not realistically possible to get that many things done in a day. You persist in assuming that it's possible because your sense of time of how long things take to do is inaccurate. And I'll say in my experience, about 95% of people with ADHD have a poorer time sense in this respect. In a case like this, the cause of the problem is an inaccurate time sense. And luckily, time sense accuracy can easily be improved, but that's a topic for another episode. Now here's possibility number two. It is possible to get all those to-dos done in a single day, but not the way you're going about it. If you're sure that your colleagues who maybe have the same amount of responsibilities as you do are getting far more done than you are, you need to think about their process and compare it to yours. And that'll help you identify what's getting in the way. So consider if something about the way you've been operating is keeping you from being efficient. You might need to take more strategic breaks than your colleagues, or maybe you're taking too long to get started in the morning, or you're spending too long on breaks, or maybe you're constantly bouncing back and forth from your work to other distractions, which would keep you from getting as much done. Or the key may lie in being better organized before you started the task. Perhaps there's pre-work, organizing, or maintenance that your colleagues just do on a regular basis that you haven't been doing, and that allows them to get those tasks done faster. So here, the real problem to address could lie in the amount of time you're spending on breaks, or distraction versus working, or not following an organized process that allows you to work efficiently. Once you follow a strategy for breaking through that problem, you'll be able to get more done without feeling overwhelmed. In any case, you need to start with understanding how long things take you to do right now, and then stop overwhelming yourself with more to-dos than you can handle. We'll take a quick break and then return with a different kind of overwhelm, when your brain tells you you're overwhelmed and it's not really true.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Welcome back to ADHD Self-Mastery. I'm Bonnie Minku, and we've been talking about overwhelm. So far, we've covered how to deal with overwhelm when you really have too much to do, but a lot of overwhelm experienced by people with ADHD is triggered by a different problem that fools you into thinking something is too much to handle. I'll call these kinds of challenges false overwhelm. One kind of false overwhelm is caused by attempting to take in information in a way that's hard for you to process. The modalities for learning or processing information are visual or seeing, auditory or hearing, and touching or movement called kinesthetic. Most people are stronger in one or more of these modalities and weaker in others. So let's say you're strong in visual processing, but weak in auditory processing. And you learn about things you need to do in a meeting where they're mentioned by your boss, but not written down. You may find yourself feeling overwhelmed by the tasks you're assigned to do simply because they're presented to you verbally. Those very same tasks, if you'd been sent them in an email, might not have caused you to feel any sense of overwhelm at all. You may be strongest in one modality for taking in information and another for learning or memorizing, or you might do best in a combination of modalities. For example, you might find it easier to learn something that you hear if you could listen to it while walking or exercising, or if you could take notes while you're listening. That would be using a combination of auditory and kinesthetic modalities. Remember, we're talking about how your brain can trigger a false sense of overwhelm if you're forced to deal in a modality where you're weak. But with ADHD, there could be another challenge. We have a higher likelihood than the general population to have some kind of cognitive or learning disability that affects the way we learn or process. If that's happening in your brain, it could impact your ability to deal with information, even when you're using a modality where you're strong. Some people's brains balk or glitch up when confronted with certain visual formats. For example, it's possible for someone to be strong in a visual modality, but to feel overwhelmed at seeing information in a chart or a spreadsheet. Something about that format makes their brain shout, too much, too much. And even when there's really not very much to take in at all, that would be a case of your brain tricking you into thinking the information was overwhelming. The kinesthetic modality involves touching or movement. Many people find they process much better when they can take notes while they're reading or listening, even if they never read those notes again. The act of moving the pen helps their ability to focus or retain the information. Other people might require hands-on training along with verbal or written instruction. And this can be essential for people who deal with physical machinery or even needing to learn anything on a computer or a device. Some people require the kinesthetic modality to help them process through the act of moving their whole body rather than sitting still. I had an ADHD coaching client who was in grad school, and she was finding it impossibly overwhelming to memorize all the math formulas she needed to learn. And she suddenly said, I wish I could just see them large written on the wall. And that feeling she had was important. It was telling her that she needed to walk back and forth while seeing those formulas written large. So she bought a large flip chart with lined paper that could be stuck to the wall and posted the formulas around the room. And walking around and seeing them large enabled her to finally memorize what she needed to know for her exams. In the previous podcast episode, I talked about how the increase in technology has contributed to an exponential increase in overwhelm. Here's yet another technology-related factor. We're getting information much more often now on screens than on paper. And we're often processing it or taking notes by typing rather than by writing. Typing and writing are two different kinesthetic modalities. And studies comparing the two have shown that typing notes is less effective for comprehending and remembering material than writing notes by hand. And information read on a screen is absorbed and comprehended less than if that information was read in a physical printed form. And this was proven true for everyone, not just people with ADHD. So how can understanding modalities help you? Well, next time you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, pay attention to what's happening in that moment. What modality are you using? Ask yourself if you're taking in information in a way that feels most comfortable for you. Are you hearing directions when you crave seeing them written out? Are you walking or driving when you really need to sit down and take notes? Or seeing information visually, but in a way that's a struggle for you to process? Would it be easier to see the information in a different way or to speak it out loud as you're seeing it? I've had clients who didn't realize how much they were verbal processors, that their thinking became crystallized when they were able to talk through what they were thinking. And they didn't really require a conversation partner. It was more the act of saying things out loud that helped them process. If you feel that talking about a project would make it seem less overwhelming, but you feel silly talking to yourself, try the strategy I call talk to your dog. Just list the steps of the project systematically if you can, and say them as you list them. And if you really have a dog or cat, they'll probably listen attentively and you won't feel like you're talking to yourself. And if you don't have a conveniently attentive pet, maybe set up a prop or a photo to talk to. If you're a true verbal processor, once you become accustomed to doing this, you'll find it easy and natural to speak the steps out loud. And once you become aware of your strongest modalities, what they are for receiving information and processing it, think about what you can do to get the information in the format you need. The topic of overwhelm touches so many other common ADHD challenges, and it's so important in breaking its grip to know exactly what has triggered that kind of mental paralysis in you. You can get a sense of your most likely culprits by taking my little quiz called Who Drives Your Bus? And you can find it at thrivewithadd.com/quiz. That's thrivewithadd.com/quiz. I'll continue talking about overwhelm causes and solutions in the next episode, beginning with the problem of trying to keep everything in memory. This is Bonnie Minku of Thrive with ADD. For a step-by-step system for ADHD self-mastery, check out my training-based membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, at productivitypathfinder.com. And subscribe to this podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, for more customized solutions for your unique brain.
Learn more about Bonnie and her Productivity Pathfinder training program for ADHD adults at thrivewithadd.com.